Okay, if you just joined us, thank you for participating in this month's Member Solutions teleconference. My name is Melody Schumann, and I'll be your host today. The topic of discussion is your questions answered, and this is the top five questions that Member Solutions clients have sent in the previous month. Thank you, Member Solutions clients, for sending in your questions. They're always very useful, and I know that a lot of Member Solutions clients are enjoying this bi-monthly teleconference series along with the bi-monthly Member Solutions report. We're going to go ahead and begin now. So, Kathy, whenever you're ready, we'll go ahead and put the teleconference on lecture mode, which means that if you do have any questions, you won't be able to ask them while we're in lecture mode. I'm going to review the top five questions, and then we'll open it up for you guys if you have any additional questions regarding these top five questions or any questions for that matter. Before we go ahead and get started, I just want to point out, don't forget Member Solutions clients, that there's all kinds of Member Solutions rewards that you can earn as you're a Member Solutions client. Don't forget to check out the Member Solutions products page. There's a lot of different great resourceful material there, and you can earn special points towards discounts on those particular products. So if you haven't had an opportunity yet, go ahead and check that out. So we're going to go ahead and begin here. The topic for discussion, like I said, is your questions answered. And what I'm going to do is just go ahead and review these top five questions and a brief overview of the response, the answers that I have, and then we'll open it up to see if you have any other additional questions. Now, this report, the Subsidizes and Teleconference, was actually sent out on March 30th. So if you do not have the report, go ahead and check in your email archives for that. And if you still can't find it, shoot me over an email, and I'll be more than happy to forward that over to you. So let's go ahead and get started. First question, how do you feel about email marketing? This is a very tricky question because I personally have a spam folder with owning two businesses and having nine different email accounts. One thing that just really drives me nuts every single day is having to filter through all of my emails and delete those particular emails that are just simply spam. And the worst part about it is when I actually delete them, I don't necessarily always have the time to delete them permanently out of my address or out of my email account. So when I go back and look at my archives, I still have to filter through all those spam emails, and it does drive me nuts. So you want to make sure that when you do email marketing, you want to make sure that you're not necessarily spamming. Let me go ahead and review how we take care of our email marketing, because I think that it can be a very, very resourceful tool if you utilize it correctly. Now, what we do is we have an email list, and the email list contains the following. We have our active students and our inactive students. I have all my friends on my email list, all my family members, all my business affiliates, local and also, of course, international. And, of course, miscellaneous contacts who have given us permission to place them on our list. Let me go ahead in a little bit of detail about this one particular topic, the miscellaneous contacts. I have a PR director whose primary role is just to really spread the word about On the Mat Martial Arts in the St. Petersburg area. So whenever she's out and she's talking, she goes to a lot of different galas and charity fundraisers. She's really active in the community. And she's always talking about On the Mat Martial Arts as such a cool place to be and such a cool place to participate. So whenever people are striking up a conversation about On the Mat Martial Arts, she always proceeds to ask them for their business card and to put them on our email list just to keep them updated with new events and activities and new facts that are going on within our business. And believe it or not, people are more than willing to share their business card and even share their email address if you ask them in the correct manner. Now, one thing that I do want to extend to here is when I mean the correct manner, I mean you don't want to consistently hit their email inbox with nothing but sales, 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 sales. We utilize a whole bunch of different kind of emails that are emails that have facts, emails that have specials, emails that have pictures. We highlight a whole bunch of different topics just to give them a variety of different emails from our business. Now, one thing I do want to bring up is I recently hired an advertising company to manage our monthly email campaigns. I did this not just for my On the Mat Martial Arts email account. I also did it for my Schumann Concepts account. Before I was utilizing this advertising company, I was using one of the online servers called GoDaddy.com. Just to give you an example on the Schumann Concepts side, I have over 8,500 emails email addresses that I send out email campaigns to on a monthly basis and through my GoDaddy account. Well, we were only getting about 50% of those people, actually not even 50%, maybe 3,000 to 4,000 people who were opening up the email addresses or the emails that we were sending out. When I switched over to this advertising company, the way they have their servers set up and the way they have their company set up, a lot more emails are actually getting through. As a matter of fact, last month we sent out close to 8,500 emails, and we had over 7,000 people click on their email, which means that a lot more emails are going through using this particular company. So I just want to bring that up. If you're using one of those online companies, Constant Contact or GoDaddy, you may want to check out utilizing an advertising company. You're going to pay maybe a little bit more for their service, but they're going to be able to not only send out all of your email campaigns for you, they're also going to be able to advise you on what makes an email spam and what doesn't make an email spam. For example, when we send out our on-the-mat emails, sometimes they go straight to the spam folder because we're utilizing words that get higher on that spam count. For example, using the word click here. When computers are set up for their security system, now I'm not going to pretend like I'm a computer genius, but this is the way the advertising company explained it to me. Computer systems rate each particular email, and depending on the words that you use in that particular email, they give you a score. And the higher the point score, the higher chance that that email is actually spam. So when you're utilizing words such as click here, it comes up on most people's computer servers as spam, and I didn't even realize that. So when I create my emails, or actually when my PR director creates the emails, she sends them over to the advertising company. They put it through this software that tests it to see what it's going to come up on the average person's server. And if it scores too high, they come back and advise us and say, you might want to take this out. Let's switch this around. This looks like it's a little bit better. And it's really working very well. So if you, again, are interested in doing email marketing, I highly recommend that you check out an advertising company. The advertising company that I use is called Wagner Advertising. He's a local guy, but, of course, he works internationally as well. He does everything from full-service email campaigns, email list rentals, which I'm going to come up to next. He does talking emails. He does internet marketing campaigns. He does all kinds of different email advertising that I never really thought I was capable of doing, and since the company is the professionals in it, they really do a great job at it. So if you're interested in checking out Wagner Advertising, I believe their website is www.wagneradv.com. So check it out, see if you like it, and of course make sure you tell Tony, who is the owner, that I sent you, and I'm sure he'll take good care of you. But let me go back to one thing that I was talking about, which is niching an email list. Advertising companies do all these different kind of surveys and interviews with consumers all around the world. And when consumers do these surveys, they always ask them certain things like, would you be interested in getting emails about martial arts? Check here, yes or no. Or would you be interested in getting emails about, I don't know, computers or music downloads or whatever, all kinds of different topics. And people double opt in, which means that they say, yes, they'd like to see certain emails with certain particular topics. And you can leave those emails. So let me give you an example. I leased email addresses for my target demographics to this advertising company. It's a double opt-in collection of contacts who have specific email interests on these particular topics. Children related in sports and children's related in arts and other kind of extracurricular activities in the St. Petersburg community. So these are local people in St. Petersburg who have filled out some kind of questionnaire somewhere down the road and said that they wouldn't mind receiving emails about children with sports, children with extracurricular activities. I leased the email list. It cost me $200. I got about 750 emails from this particular list, and we just sent out two test emails. And the two test emails that we sent out were not related to on-the-mat martial arts specifically. What they were they were two articles that were talking about children in sports, number one, and then number two, how parents can help children excel in sports. And, of course, I tied it into martial arts and I referred them to my on-the-mat website. And since we've leased that list, which we've done in the last 60 days, we've already gotten three people from that list who have read the article, really were interested. They navigated to the On the Mat Martial Arts site. They really liked what they had to see. They called us. They set an appointment. They booked the trial program, and they ultimately joined. So that's something that you may want to keep in mind somewhere down the road, that it's not necessarily spam if it's a double opt-in list. Of course, you want to make sure that you go to a reputable email advertising company to ensure that you're going to get a really good, solid list. Now, just to talk about the emails in a little more detail, one thing that we did is we had our graphics designer create what's called a splash page. Now, what a splash page is basically a template that has a really cool background. And as a matter of fact, if you received the teleconference reminder today that has the new member solutions splash page, that's what a splash page looks like, the consulting update. It's got a great background. It's got a really nice tagline up on the top. It's got your detailed information on the left, and on our right, there's other little links that you can check out, such as the June 2nd solution series and the referral program and the free coaching sessions and so forth. So when we send out our email addresses, we do something similar. We have a splash page, and then on the inside, we have actually core content. Now, the core content that we're using, we rotate. We rotate a monthly newsletter, a monthly student highlight, a monthly special, and we even send out tips of the month, whether it's eating tips or exercising tips. We try to give them a variety of topics. That way we're not necessarily selling them every time we're sending the email. Remember, the email concept is just to keep in constant contact with them, let them know that you're here, keep On the Mat Martial Arts fresh in their head. It really is a great form of marketing. Just incidentally, I also want to bring up one way that we really like utilizing this tool is to introduce or announce really cool upcoming events and activities that we have at our school. And I have one of the Power Rangers. His name is Jason Frank. He's actually coming to our school next Friday to teach really fun age-specific classes to our students, take pictures, and sign autographs. Well, of course, I sent out the email announcement to all of my students and actually my entire contact list, and you wouldn't believe the response that we're getting from people who think that that is just the greatest thing in the world. Their friends or their kids are all Power Ranger fans. So, again, like I said, I feel greatly about email marketing as long as you do it correctly. Now, of course, if you have any additional questions about email marketing, you can book a 20-minute consultation with me or any of the Member Solutions clients or consultants for that matter. You can contact your Member Solutions representative, and I'd be more than happy to walk you through it. Let's go ahead and move on to question number two. Now, this is a very popular question, and believe it or not, I had a huge response from people after I answered this particular question. The question is, do you have class planners for your instructors? And if so, how do you get your instructors to follow them? Well, what I do is I create a daily class planner chart, and I hang it on my curriculum bulletin. And basically what my class planner chart is it has all four classes, which are my 3- and 4-year-olds, my 5- and 6-year-olds, my 7- to 9-year-olds, and my 10 and up. And in that chart, I have listed out the warm-up exercises that I want to cover that day and all the drills that I want to cover in a pretty much similar format. And then I hang this on the curriculum bulletin, like I said. Carlos, my head instructor, every day he walks up to the class planner chart, checks it out to see what we need to cover in each particular class. If he has any questions, he comes up to me before class to ask me specifically what am I looking for in this particular drill, or this is a new drill, I haven't seen it, or I can't find this in the drills manual, how do you run it? It works really well for us because Carlos now, he's always on the same page as me. He knows exactly what we need to cover. If for some reason I get stuck in a conference and I can't be on the floor, he knows exactly what to teach. If I'm not there one day, I know exactly what he taught. So there's no miscommunication at all. He follows it accordingly and exactly to the T, and it works really well. Now, I had a lot of people request a sample copy of the class planner chart. As a matter of fact, I believe I'm up to close to 3 dozen people who requested that sample class planner chart. So I'm glad to see that this is a tool that Member Solutions clients find resourceful. And, again, I appreciate you guys requesting this because when you request these types of information, it lets me know specifically what the industry is looking for. Obviously, right now what the industry is looking for is great class planner ideas and class planner management. So hopefully that helped you guys out really well. Let me just go back on and talk a little bit more about the class planner chart. Now, with this class planner chart, it's hung up in our curriculum bulletin area, and Carlos can go back and refer to it any time. And also, he brings our assistants back there and reviews all the drills on the class planner chart. And this works really well to keep everything organized. But I think one of the most important reasons, or I should say one of the most valuable reasons the class planner chart provides, is that Carlos already knows way before class even starts what needs to be taught that day, so there's no winging it on the classroom floor. And there's also a lot more attention to detail because he knows what he has to teach. He runs back over there if he forgets what the next drill is. He sees it. He can run into the next drill and teach it without having to, in the back of his head, go, what am I going to do next? I don't know what I should be doing next. He knows what's going to happen next the entire time so he can focus more clearly on generating maximum results on the classroom floor. Let me go ahead on to question number 3. What is on your curriculum bulletin? Well, again, like I said, there's an area on our martial arts training deck where we have a big curriculum bulletin hung up. And it's basically a huge cork board. And what we have on our curriculum bulletin is our 90-day skill and event calendar. Each month is hung up there. Now, this is really good for us to use as a reference because Carlos can run back there or I can run back there and say, okay, it's April. Let me see what we have as far as events on the calendar. So when I line up the class and I do my announcements, I can cover all these. Another reason why I like having a 90-day skill and event calendar on my curriculum bulletin is because we have the topics that we cover every single day for the entire year. So say, for example, a child missed class last Thursday, and he comes up to Carlos and says, hey, I missed class last Thursday. I can't remember what skill to recover. Carlos can quickly go over there and look on last Thursday's chart and go, Thursday was April 5th, we covered teamwork. So you need to make sure that you're here for next time we cover teamwork, which is going to be on May 10th. So it works really well because it helps us stay organized. Or if a parent comes up and says, we're not going to be here at all next week, what two skills is my child going to miss? We can quickly run over to the curriculum bulletin and say, you're going to miss discipline and you're going to miss balance. So make sure that on May 21st and May 23rd that you're here for those two particular classes, because if not, then you're going to miss discipline and balance for your skill stripe. And that's something that's important for your testing requirements. The other thing that we have is our complete testing charts for each program. We have our 5 and 6-year-old testing requirements, our 7 to 9-year-old testing requirements, and our 10 and up for all of our belt levels. So when we sit our students in our group and we go to test them for their skill stripes, we can quickly refer to our curriculum bulletin to see what each belt level has, what the testing requirements are for each particular belt level for each particular skill. Because as most of you know, who are very familiar with my programs, there's 8 skills for 5 and 6-year-olds, which means at each particular belt level, there's 8 testing requirements. Same thing for 7 to 9-year-olds, there's 8 advanced skills. So for each particular belt level, there's 8 testing requirements. The same thing for my 10 and up, there's 8 topics of requirements that they have to know for each particular testing. So for each particular belt, we have them all listed out. It's very easy for us to quickly run over there and reference these testing requirements so that we can get their skill stripes on them. The other thing that we have on our curriculum bulletin is our detail stripe overview. Detail stripes is just a special silver stripe that our students earn as they apply the 4 levels of detail to their form. Let me give you an example. Detail stripe number 1 is having tight retraction hands on all their blocks and strikes, deep knees on all their stances, eye contact on all their strikes and kicks, and then high knees when they do all their kicks. Because when they do their front kicks and round kicks, usually they won't bend their knees, they won't chamber, they won't have their knees high, which means that their kicks are going to be a little bit sloppier. If they have all 4 of those for the detail stripes, they can earn a special silver stripe on their belt. The other thing that we have is a board breaking chart, and we even have our skill stripe reference sheet for each particular program. So we can quickly run over to our curriculum bulletin and say, for 5 and 6-year-olds, focus stripe is red, teamwork is blue, control is green, and we can quickly look on that and see exactly what each particular color stripe is. So say, for example, right towards the end, right closer towards testing, if a student comes up and says, Mr. Carlos, I don't have my fitness stripe, Mr. Collins can run over and go, okay, that's your black stripe. We need to go ahead and test you on that. Or if they come up and say, Mr. Carlos, I don't have my green stripe, Mr. Carlos can run over to the skill stripe area and say, well, green is control. That's what we need to test you on. Now, Of course, Mr. Carlos and I pretty much have all the steel stripes memorized, but it's still really good to have right there as a quick reference, not just for us, but also for our assistant instructors and for our students as well. So if you do not have a curriculum bulletin area, I highly recommend that you put one together because it's very quick, it's very efficient, it keeps you highly organized, and it takes a lot of the scrambling work out of your daily duties when you're running the classroom floor. We go ahead on to question number four, and this was a really good one, too. One person said that they were asked by a PE coach to teach a PE class at a local elementary school, but there's 40 kids. And what are you going to do teaching 40 kids in a PE class that's going to maintain their attention, leave a great impression, and hopefully drive new students through your door? Well, actually, what I did is I explained that what you want to do is you want to stick with one topic or skill because that's what's going to help you put together a really good class planner, something that they understand, something that they remember, something that they learn and retain. For example, control. And I listed out a really good class planner with this type of format. The first thing you want to do is start with calisthenics. Next, you want to run 3 to 4 drills that are related towards your selected skill. In this particular situation, the skill is control. And then you end with a fun game. So I'm going to go ahead and review really quickly how this class planner would work. The only equipment that you need is rebreakable boards or real wood. I personally like to use both. I bring rebreakable boards, and then I bring some real wood for some special people to actually break during class. And let's talk about the calisthenics first. I always hit these 4 muscle groups, legs, abs, arms, and heart. And then I finish, of course, in calisthenics with stretching. So this example on the class planner is 15 squat thrusts, 15 leg extensions, 15 push-ups, and 15 jumping jacks, and then, of course, in the calisthenics with stretching. After I do that, I bring them into a group, sit them down, talk about control, and say there's many different ways that you can have control in life. You can control your power. You can control your heart, which basically is overcoming your fears or overcoming your sadness. For example, if you ask mom to go get ice cream and she says no and you start crying, then that wouldn't be good control of your heart. Or how about if a stranger approached you and wanted to take you away and you got very scared and timid? You're more likely going to be accepted if you don't have good control of your heart and face your fears and stand up to somebody who approaches you who is intimidating and tell them to go away or tell them to step back or tell them to stop. The other thing that you can control is your mind. If you tell yourself you can't do things and you want to give up, then you're obviously not going to be able to achieve the things you want to achieve. You have to always be able to think positive and tell yourself, yes, I can. That's the best way to control your mind. After I do that match up, then what I would do is go back and do a drill related to each of those particular topics I just mentioned. Control your power, control your heart, and control your mind. So the first skill-building drill I would do would be control your power. I would teach him a basic strike, such as a palm strike, and a basic kick, such as a side kick or a front kick. And then I would have them strike soft, strike medium, and strike as hard as they can. That way they can scale their power. Let's go on to the next thing that I would do is talk about controlling your heart. This is where you would talk about stranger danger and self-awareness, being able to stand up to a predator. You can do any kind of different self-defense that you want to teach. I like Tom Keller's portal of safety. I like to teach a little bit of blocking, a little bit of getting away from an arm lock. If somebody grabs your arm, how to pull your arm towards the weak link, just different things to really help build their self-defense knowledge and self-defense awareness. We all have our different likes and dislikes on self-defense, so pick the top 3 maybe lessons for self-defense that you like and use those in this control your heart drill. Going on to the last drill that I would do with 40 kids would be talking about control your mind. And this is where I would give my famous Yes, I Can speech. Now, if you have never heard my Yes, I Can speech, you can email me, and I'd be more than happy to give you an outline of the Yes, I Can speech. You can also go on to my On the Mat Martial Arts website and click on the media gallery, click on the videos, and there's a really quick version of the Yes, I Can speech on there on video as well. I would finish with something fun after I would do control your mind. Of course, let me just backtrack really quickly. When I do the Yes, I Can speech, I usually like to bring up at the end some volunteers and have them break a board, talking about being able to tell yourself you can do it. Now, the people that have come up to break boards would be students that have a great attitude, students who have responded very well so far in the class, students that I think if I had them break a board, they'd probably want be thirsty for more, probably want to come into my school and potentially join my school. So keep that in mind. Going on to the final part of the class planner for a PE class, I would end with a fun game. Now, with 40 kids, it's very hard to find a really good game that you can do to utilize and to maintain excitement and keep everything going in a very fun manner. I like Ninja Freeze. It's just like 1, 2, 3 red light where you turn around, you put your hands over your eyes, you count to 3, 1, 2, 3, turn around and say Ninja Freeze. Whoever's not frozen, they have to sit down. The rest of the people continue until somebody tags you without getting caught. This is a great fun game, and of course it's related to control because you can say you're controlling your body. So that's kind of your crash course on teaching a PE class to 40 kids. The concept here is, like I said, stick with the topic. You know, it doesn't have to be control. It could be balance. It could be focus. It could be teamwork. Yeah, if you recognize these skills, yes, these are the skills from the Future Kids program. Or if it's a higher grade, if it's a grade, say, for example, second grade and above, then you can use advanced skills such as agility, technique, perseverance, speed, concentration. And, yes, those are the 8 skills from the Karate Kid Zone prep course. The concept is stick with a skill. Once you pick your skill, then it's very easy from there. You run your calisthenics, you do your stretching, you do 3 games or 3 drills based on that particular skill, and then you end with a fun game. You also may want to keep in mind that you can utilize this opportunity to invite students to your school, maybe for a mass introduction or maybe for a mass pre-evaluation, however you want. I've talked to a lot of people who have said, on the Saturday after I teach this PE class, I'm going to invite them into my school at 10 o'clock, and we're going to do a mass introductory contest where I'm running through a bunch of drills at my school. We run a great enrollment special, and I have several program directors on standby to enroll as many students as I possibly can. I think that's a great idea. I've done it before in the past. Mass introductory classes are very, very good for those students who can handle the high volume of students in your school. If you have any additional questions on that, of course, like I said, you can book a 20-minute consultation with myself or one of the other Member Solutions consultants, and we'd be more than happy to take you step by step on how to maximize your results doing that particular concept. Let me go on to the final question of this report in this teleconference, and that is, do you teach day classes? And if so, what type of classes do you offer and what do you charge? Yes, I teach day classes. For a while there, we were doing yoga, we were doing Tai Chi. We kind of stopped doing that, particularly just because it was very hard to keep instructors who were consistent. I had several different Tai Chi instructors and yoga instructors come in and out of my doors. They're just not all instructors are very reliable and dependable, and if they wake up one day and they don't feel good and they don't want to teach, all they're going to do is just call in sick, and then it's your responsibility to call all those students and tell them that you're going to be closed for that day. Well, for me personally, that just became too much of a hassle. But one thing that I have been doing that's working really well is customized kickboxing sessions during the day. And these are treated as private group lessons. And I have anywhere between 2 to 4 people in each session, and I charge $25 per person per session. Right now I'm teaching 12 people who train 3 times per week. I'm making $900 a week, and if you add it up, $3,600 a month on these personal kickboxing sessions. Now, I really like doing them. They're a lot of fun. It gets me in good shape because I train as well, so that's basically my exercise class. And it's actually very, very easy to teach. Now, the particular demographic that I'm targeting here, I'm targeting those higher income households, the households where the mom doesn't work. I actually call them my princess class because they're all moms whose basically their job is to exercise and take care of the kids and take care of the home. And they're very motivated, and they're very nice, they're very fun, they're very energetic, and I really like working with them. Now, like I said, it's very easy to run a kickboxing class. At least me personally, I find it very easy to organize a kickboxing planner. So what I want to do is just take a moment to kind of review what I do in my kickboxing planner. And then, of course, if you'd like to see a sample copy of a kickboxing planner, you can email me at the same email address provided to you in this report, melody@schumannconcepts.com, and I'd be more than happy to send you over a copy. Now, here's how my kickboxing planner works. First thing we do is start off with calisthenics. I usually do 2 minutes of cardio, whether it's jumping jacks, shuttle runs, or just running laps around my training deck. The next thing I do for calisthenics is I do a minute of squats, then a minute of leg extensions, then 1 minute of tricep dips, 1 minute of shoulder taps and push-ups, and then 1 minute of side knee raises on both legs. That's calisthenics. It takes approximately 10 minutes just to get through all the initial calisthenics and stretching, which is really cool because that's a large portion of your class. Now, a lot of times, my personal training students, they don't like the calisthenics because if you think about it, a minute of squats, after 30 seconds, their legs start to get really tired, and it is very repetitious. But I always tell them the calisthenics is the most important part of the class because that's what wakes up your muscles. If you don't do the proper amount of calisthenics, you're going to drag through the rest of the class. And it's true. So after we do the calisthenics, the next thing we do is floor drills with the clapper targets. So I have them pair up, and I have them alternate with each other, doing front kicks up and down the floor, round kicks up and down the floor, axe kicks up and down the floor, crescent kicks up and down the floor. I even throw in combinations, front kick, round kicks, hook kick, round kicks, hook, round, round, and just any kind of different combinations that you want to do. I'll usually pick 2 to 3 kicks, and they'll do those up and down the floor with their partner. Now, the reason why I do this every single class is because immediately after the calisthenics and stretching, I allow them to get a drink of water, then we do this floor drill, and now their muscles are really woken up, and they have this energy boom right after the floor drill. So this is when I get to go into the fun part, which is partner drills with the focus mix. I like to throw out all kinds of different boxing combinations, jab, cross, hook, upper, or double hook punch with your left hand, double hook punch with your right hand, and then alternating hands 4 times. And they do that nonstop for 1 minute. So with the partner drills with the focus mix, usually what I'll do is I'll put together a 4 to 6 move hand combination. They'll do on the focus mix for 1 minute nonstop, then switch partners. Then I'll do some feet combinations for 1 minute nonstop, and then I'll switch partners. And then they have to put both the hand and feet combinations together. So they may be doing something like jab, cross, hook, upper, block, block, kick, kick, duck, kick, duck, kick. And if that sounds familiar to you, that's actually my kickboxing combination for my children's programs. After I do the partner drills with the focus mitts, then we go back into line drills. And usually here's where I lay down an agility ladder, and I'll have them do in and outs, or I'll have them do high knee skips. And then I'm at the end of the agility ladder, and they'll do combinations like round kick, spin, hook kick, or round kick, jump, front kick. And they'll do it 5 times and then switch legs. From there, I go into partner drills with the weight bags. We utilize the Powerline weight bags from Century. I think they're great. They're very portable. I don't utilize the XXL ones because they're too big for me to move, so I stick with the regular weight bags. And this is where I throw combinations back and forth with the partner. So maybe they'll do front hand, back fist, backhand punch, back and forth with their partner. So one partner hits and the other partner hits, and they do that nonstop for a minute. And then I'll have them do a back leg round kick, back and forth, nonstop for 1 minute. And then I'll have them put it together, back fist punch, round kick, nonstop for 1 minute. And then I'll have them switch feet. And then I always end with a burnout drill. Usually a burnout drill is I'll have them do 20 chair push-ups, 20 tricep dips, then they have to run to the other side of the mat and do 20 curls with the spry bands. You know, you just get very creative, but make it nonstop. They have to do 5 sets of that, and then they're done. The burnout drill is usually an individual drill. So as soon as they're done with that, they can take a break, get a drink of water, and then I always end with abdominal exercises. 30 seconds of planks, 30 seconds of bicycle, 30 seconds of leg raises, and then I'll do 3 sets of that. Now, hopefully I didn't confuse you there, but basically what I wanted to do is just show you the large variety of exercises that they're getting in one class. It's a great workout. They always walk out of there really sore, and they always come back for more. So $25 per person per session is not very bad at all. They get a great workout. It puts a little extra cash money in my pocket, and also, like I said, I get a good workout too. So, again, if you want to see a copy of my kickboxing planner, feel free to go ahead and email me. That's melody@schumannconcepts.com. I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of that. I also offered a copy of my Yes, I Can outline or a copy of my class planner chart. And a lot of people have already responded on that, and thank you very much for your response. It's glad to see that you guys are utilizing the resources that Member Solutions is providing to you. All right, thank you guys very much for participating in this month's Member Solutions Teleconference. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I will talk to everybody next month.